Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1171. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabbah and Zisel. Le'ila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Le'Refu Shlem Avraham Ben Shalamis. Getting back to our malacha of Shoichet, slaughtering. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about insects. We spoke about the last shir in reference to, the last couple of shirim in reference to various different ways. Drowning an insect, which is not allowed to be done, on a utensil, being careful not to wash it, the fruit, and so on. We spoke about last shir in reference to if there's an insect in the toilet, and we said, if possible, if somebody has another bathroom to use, if it's a question of flushing it, covered a bria, so then we said it's okay. There were various different reasons for that, which we spoke about last shir. Now, the question comes up, an interesting question. Brings on the Sefer Klolim that a person's walking. Well, I'm walking in the street. Now, I'm walking in the street, and obviously we all understand, on the floor there are ants, there's in the sidewalk, there's ants, there could be a spider, there could be various different type of little insects crawling around, and I could see them. We're not talking about a case in time where, you know, well, they're so tiny you can't see. We're talking about there's ants. You know, I walk here, I walk there. Do I have to watch every step I take? You know, I'm taking a step now, is there an ant? I'm taking a step now, is there a spider, right? I'm outside, there's various different bugs crawling around, warmer weather and so on. So do I have to keep on looking every step I take? Or do we say, no, I'll just, I walk regular. What do I have to worry about, if there's a bug on every step that I take, there might be an ant. I walk regular and that's it. And be it as it may, as they say, you know, so there's an interesting, we've spoken about in the past, there's a, if somebody knows, let's say it's going to snow, right? Or I'm walking outside and it starts snowing. So the question comes up, let's say a time and place, a person's in a place where there's no Erev, right? This is a place and time I can't carry. Fine. I'm walking outside, it starts to snow. So 1 second, on my hat, snowflakes start to land. On my coat, snowflakes start to land. So maybe, you know, we're just throwing it out there. Maybe possibly I have to stop and stay there till after Shabbos because snowflakes are now on my hat. The snowflakes are on my coat or on my whatever. And I'll be carrying them every step I take, so maybe I can't, you know, I can't move, or I can't go Dalet Amos, or whatever the case is. So the answer is no, it's not a problem at all. There's a famous Taz, which we've spoken about quite a number of times through our course of Hilchas Shabbos. There's a famous Taz, Shabbur brings him down quite a number of times, that says that in a case of E-Efsha, when it's impossible, the Mishabur mentions also, we are not Malachim. If it's a case in time, whereby somebody walks outside, they might get wet from the rain, right? Or they might have snow on their head, on their hat. They could go. The person does not have to stay home and worry, well, maybe it's going to snow, maybe it's going to rain, maybe I'll have droplets on my hat, or whatever the case. The person could go the normal, regular way of life. The normal, regular way, and does not have to worry about these various different issues. So where one has kavana and they put, let's say, a tissue in their pocket, obviously that can't be done. We're talking about a case in time whereby a person doesn't know. Could be possibly, or they're outside, it might start to snow, whatever the case is. So it's sort of like along the same type of a concept. Brings down the Sefer Klolim. He brings it down on page... page Resh Pei Zion, he brings it down. He goes into some various different, concepts. I'm not going to get into them right now. It's a little bit complicated with Psik Resha, Shalavar, okay, whatever the case is, be it as it may. But he ends off just to read his example on Resh Pei Ches. And the reason I mentioned is another reason, actually. He actually doesn't bring that, but that's sort of like in conjunction with like the Taz, who says that a person could walk normally. You don't have to, there's no special way to walk if it snows. There's no special way to walk if it rains. A person is allowed to go regular, the regular way of life. So he brings out mutter, does say for klala, mutter, leilach, bederech, one is allowed to go on the way. I don't have to sit and worry every step I take. Mutter, leilach, bederech, afal pisha yesh sofik, Shebehiluchai Yahareg Nemolim, right? That on my way I might be killing ants, right? I might have killed 20 ants on my way to shul, so maybe I have to sit home and not go to shul because it's very hard for me to check. I might have killed 20 ants on my way to shul, so what was I overchil Shabbos? No, he says it's mutter, that's not a problem. He brings this down, and again, he brings it for some various different reasons, including, he doesn't say what we said, but various other different reasons. He brings this down from the Sefer Chotashani. from others that ve'enet tzarich ledaktek behiluchay lehistakel im yesh nemolim. A person does not have to be, you know, watch every step they take and start scanning the floor before they take a step to see if there's an ant. They might be killing it. A person can walk the regular way. So he brings down. So he says he brings the tam. He brings the reason is one of the reasons. Anyways, v'atam the havale sofik psikresha. The whole thing is a sofik psikresha, meaning it psikresha meaning that'll happen automatically, inevitably, right? If I walk and there's 20 ants along the way, so let's say if I walk down this road, I'm guaranteed I'm going to be killing an ant. But over here it's a sofik psikresha. It could be there's an ant, could be there's not an ant. I don't, like we said, like he brings from the Sefer Chodeshani, you don't have to listakel, means you don't have to, you know, scan the road and keep on checking every step you take. It's a sofik psikresha, a possibility that there might be ants on the way. And he brings shemistapik al ha'over dahainu shadinam im yesham nemalim. Okay, we're not going to get into all that, what exactly that's all about. But he does say also the other thing is over here that we're dealing with a derabbanan. The whole thing, even if one would kill the ant, worst case scenario in this situation, it would be a derabbanan she'enit tzorich leguf hanemalim. Right, the person does not. What was the malacha of shoychet slaughtering? Right, they kill the animal and they took it for whatever the reason, the skins and this and that. They needed the animal, they killed the animal, and they took the animal. Over here, I have no intention of taking the ant. I don't need the ant at all. So worst case scenario, even though somebody would kill an ant on Shabbos, which is not allowed to be done, of course, even on purpose, the whole thing's a mlach shein tzrich leguf. I don't need the ant. So over here, you're dealing with a drabbanan, you're dealing with a sofik psikresha, right? And like I said, also you throw in that taz, which a person is not mechuyev, you know, to check every single move. You're allowed to walk the regular way, and not have to worry about you might be killing insects along the way as you go. So that's what he ends off. And he says, he does bring down in Ha'ara number 113 on the bottom, if a person knows for sure, let's say I walk down a certain street and I know on the street it's like infested with ants or whatever the case is. I know for sure I'll be killing ants. It's 100%. I see them and this street is known for the ants. So that's already a different story. He goes into a riches in a different place. We're talking about strictly today. And in such a case, so a person should try. You cross the street, walk in a place whereby they know that it's not, you know, whereby 100% you'll be killing ants as you walk. You know, we're talking about in a place and time whereby this street, this area, this 10-foot, you know, sidewalk or whatever, it's known to have a tremendous amount of ants, or they have ant houses over the, you know, the ant holes where sometimes you see a lot of ants coming up or whatever the case is. So then a person should be careful, walk around or whatever. So, but our share today, what we're trying to bring out the point is just stam walking in general. Is there a chiyuv whereby one should be looking down at the ground and scanning the ground for insects every step they take? So the answer is absolutely not. In conjunction with how he brought it, as long as the person knows in the way, the normal way. I mean, sometimes it could be an insect, sometimes not. It's just the normal way, the normal road, the normal sidewalk. Then there's no problem at all. But again, if they know the badafka, this area, this place, it's a vadai I'll be killing, and there's infested or whatever the case. So then, you know, walk across the street or go in a place, a roundabout way, whereby one, you know, then one should taka be careful if they know for sure. That's we're talking about in case of Suffolk psikresha under Abanon, and one does not have to worry every step they take. Thank you for listening. Aslocha, Baruch, Kol Tov.